The first in, the last out.
Niels Daniels bleeds red, white, and blue. He volunteered to fight in the Vietnam War, but struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder after returning home.
I had the misfortune of one of my crew members having his brains blown out and ending up in my mouth, you know, and that'll never go away.
After a car crash left Daniels physically disabled, he found himself without a job and without a home.
Most of the time I was freezing my ass off on the street because I didn't have a sleeping bag or a tent. Hell, I didn't have a blanket.
Daniel slept on the San Francisco streets for 10 years until veteran organization Swords to Plowshares placed him in one of their permanent supportive housing units around 2012.
I thought I'd landed in heaven.
In San Francisco alone, 700 vets didn't have a home during 2017. That number's been on the rise since 2015. Steve Culbertson works at Swords to Plowshares and says affordable housing gives homeless vets the first step to stability.
It's suddenly you've gone from a place where you're literally always worried to a place where you can sit back and watch your TV.
Residents in these units use only 30% of their monthly income to pay rent. The federal government covers the rest.
It's our duty as a country to take care of folks who have been put into harm's way by the country.
Rachel Brahinsky teaches urban affairs at the University of San Francisco. She says the best way to fulfill that duty is through institutional change.
Finding funding and building more affordable housing, preserving the existing affordable housing stock, keeping people in their homes to whatever extent possible.
She emphasizes that there's not one key solution to solving veteran homelessness, but giving veterans an affordable roof over their heads is a start. Ashley Tsao for the Hearst Journalism Awards.